My thirsty soul. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Psalm 42, verse 2. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longs for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Psalm 63, verse 1. My soul must thirst and cry out for the one that can quench the longing of the heart. It must not cry for a doctrine or religion, a theology or a philosophy. My soul must not crave an ideology, a principle or precept. My soul must thirst and cry out for a person. My soul needs the living God, the one whom to know is life eternal. As the exhausted deer pants for cool, refreshing waters, so must we yearn for him, with the deepest passionate longings, yearnings from the depths of our being. Until we truly know him, we will wander wearily in a dry wilderness. Until we truly rest in him, we falter and faint in a parched and dusty land. Until we truly trust him, we falter in a fallen world. The human heart is created by God and for God. The inner need of man is sweet fellowship with God. He is my peace. He is my guide. He is my strength. He is my hope. He is my all in all. They who have never drawn close to him see no beauty that they should desire him. Those who have never been enfolded in his embrace seek fragile shelter elsewhere. Oh, taste, weary wanderer, taste and see that the Lord is good. In these hectic and hellish days, ponder on the precious things of life. Meditate on him and his relationship with you. Consider your relationship with him. Consider these things not casually or intermittently, but intensely, longingly, frequently. Translate your deepest desires and intense longings into the breath of prayer. Focus your heart on his beauty in spirit and in truth, and rest in his love. As you ponder upon him and all he is, you will be blessed. Just think about the riches of his love that he has bestowed on you and on me. We need to love him with all our heart, not just part of it. And we need to desire him more than any of his creation or creatures. We needs must value his fellowship more than that of friend or family, until, like Abraham, we would willingly give up all we hold and love dearest in this life. Let us give up ourselves wholly to God. Let us hold earthly affection as found in him. Let us lift up earthly work and purposes up to his sweet service. Let us from this day forward seek after him with every fibre of our being. Let us cry with the sweet psalmist of Israel, "My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. My flesh longs for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is." As the deer longs for the water brooks, so my soul longs for thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, the living God.